Okay, we are recording, so
Okay.
I'll roll into it and you can let me know what you think.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, this is Katie Hartz. Oh, sorry. This is Katie Hartz with Mission Network News, and today I've got Greg Kelly on the line of World Mission, and we're going to be talking about monsoon season in South Asia that's underway. In Nepal, flooding and landslides have killed more than 100 people so far. So, Greg, my first question, is this affecting any of your partners?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We've got partners right now in Kathmandu, and they're telling us about villages that they're working in that are almost being wiped off the map. I mean, bodies are being washed away. It's just been devastating. And these monsoons in a place like Nepal, because when it goes into the higher elevations of the mountains, it all just congregates and it comes just rushing down those rivers, and anything in its path it's destroying. So places where we planted churches, people are disappearing, and we were praying that not all of them have died, but unfortunately it doesn't look good at all.
And World Mission, with its partners, you distribute those solar-powered audio players called treasures. What kind of role does audio scripture play at times like these, especially when everything's underwater and you can't access like plugins?
Well, so there's 28 million people in Nepal, and less than 2% of them Christian. Most of the people in the country of Nepal are oral learners, so they prefer to learn in a non-literate way. So our solar-powered audio Bible in the Nepali language is amazing for them. They're gathering around in groups. They're listening. So many of the people, Katie, are hearing the gospel for the first time in their lives, and we've had churches that started and planted as a result of these. So when things like flooding and these natural disasters take place that are so devastating to the people are looking for answers. They, in many cases, they've lost everything, and it's in those moments of their desperation where the treasure becomes so effective because their hearts are open to the gospel. So we're seeing God do just amazing things, even in the midst of the flooding.
How would you ask people to pray as we kind of wait to see what happens?
Well, just on a very practical level, the people have lost almost all of their earthly possessions in some of these villages that have been the harshest hit, including all of their crops, which is something we don't necessarily think of. But not only have they lost, in some cases, their shelter and their homes, but they've also lost their source of food. So we need to pray for some immediate disaster response, and that's what World Mission will be doing with some of our national partners in these targeted villages. And also, it affects the water. So the opportunity and access to clean water is also a very big practical need, and World Mission sends in water filters to help in these cases. But also just praying for the safety of our national partners as they're trying to go in here and minister the gospel. And as they do this humanitarian relief, they also share the treasure, our solar-powered audio Bible. And as I said, the people in their point of desperation are uniquely receptive to the gospel. So we need to pray that the gospel finds fertile soil in the hearts of the people there.
Amen. And that wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think that it's important for us to realize that we're in the middle, just the beginning of the monsoon season. It's not only affecting Nepal, but it's affecting India, it's affecting Bangladesh. And when you combine India, Nepal, and Bangladesh, we're talking about some of the highest concentrated areas in the world where people have never heard of Jesus or unreached people groups in these areas. So these monsoons, as devastating as they are, it creates an unprecedented opportunity for the church to do evangelism and share Jesus. And we need to step into this moment right now and take advantage of that.
Beautifully said. All right, I'm going to stop the recording.
All right.